In this episode, we are going to be talking about the power of giving up your need to control everything, both with your horse and in your life. In life and with horses, we will encounter many things that we can't control. You have the choice to try to fight them or to fear them, or you can let go and trust in yourself and in your horse to get you through. There's a quote that I love from Josh Nickel that says, "Riding powerful horses is like riding dragons. You never really have control, but you get a say if you are kind." And I love this quote because I feel like it really applies to the kind of relationship that we want with our horses, where we're not forcing them or controlling them, but we're just guiding them, and through our kindness and love for them, they are willing to give themselves to us and allow us to guide and direct them. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the process that I went through with my horse Illustre as I learned to give up that control with him. When I first got Illustre, I was told that he was dangerous and unrideable, and in all honesty, he was. He was explosive under saddle and would bolt, rear, and even capriole through the air at any moment. There was no forcing this horse to do anything. He's probably the most powerful horse I've ever ridden, both physically and emotionally. We had to develop a partnership, and I had to earn his trust before he would start to allow me to have a say in what we did. He is the horse that started my interest in liberty training. Without ropes or bits to control him, or the pressure to perform, I was able to ease his fears and develop his trust in me. It took many hours of slow work, and through earning his trust, he opened my eyes to areas of my life that needed to change. Through the liberty work, I learned that I needed to let go of my need to be perfect and always work so hard, and to just relax and enjoy being with my horse. I share the full story of that experience in my book, God's Heart Through the Horse's Eyes. It's available on Amazon if you'd like to check it out, and I'll put a link for that in the notes. But today I would like to share another story from a different part of our journey. This is a story that I've only shared with a handful of people because it was such a difficult experience for me and such a powerfully negative experience that I didn't want to relive it by retelling it. But I'm finally at a point where I can look back on it and see the lessons it taught me and the path it took me on. At this point in time, I had had Illustre for a few years. We had made a huge amount of progress together, and he was, for the most part, well-behaved under saddle, though I still had to be very careful not to push him too hard, or he would revert back to old behaviors. I had the incredible opportunity to work with a falconer and his falcons, learning how to handle the birds on the ground and then while riding Illustre. Illustre seemed to handle the birds without concern. My trainer and I and a few other riders attended a local horse festival where we were to do a presentation of falconry on horseback. I had only done a few performances with Illustre at this point, so looking back, I can see that this was probably too ambitious for us. The presentation started off okay, though Illustre was very energized by being in front of a crowd. We were in a large field with several other groups of riders. The falcon on my arm seemed to pick up on the energy and started fluttering around, and then jumped off my arm and landed on Illustre's shoulder. This sent Illustre into a panic, and he bolted. Now, by this point in time, I had been through a lot with Illustre in the process of restarting him under saddle. This was not the first time he had bolted with me, but it was the first time that I was completely out of control. My reins were in one hand, my other hand was covered with the large falconry glove, and was still attached to the bird that was flapping on Illustre's shoulder. All I could do was try to stay on and wait for him to stop. This was very different than previous incidents, where I had always felt like there was something that I could do to bring the situation back under control. In the past, even when Illustre would act up or react strongly, there was always something that I could do. I always still had some amount of control over him, in that I could bring him back under control. But now we were completely out of control, and there was absolutely nothing I could do. Illustre did stop eventually, after running through a group of pony clubbers. An assistant was able to take the falcon. Nobody was injured in the incident. Horse, falcon, and I were all fine. I didn't even fall off. But something that happened that day changed me. As someone with anxiety, I have a strong desire to be in control. And that feeling of being able to do nothing completely unnerved me. After that incident, along with another one where a very green horse also bolted on me, I developed a strong fear of riding Illustre, and then later on, my horse Maya, who was also a very high-energy, reactive horse. For a long time, I wouldn't even admit that I was afraid, because I was too embarrassed. How could I be a professional trainer when I was afraid of my own horses? But there's a quote by Brené Brown that says, "One day you will tell your story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide." So I'm here today telling my story in the hopes that it will help you in your journey with your horse. And that if you're going through fear right now or struggling with the need to control everything, just know that you are not alone and that others have gone through it too. In my career as a horse trainer, I've realized that many people deal with fear-related issues. I would say that nearly everyone has gone through it at some point in their journey with horses. And if they haven't yet, they probably will at some point in time. It's something that we don't like to talk about a lot, but it's so common. And by coming together and sharing our experiences, we can help each other. So I'm sharing my story so that you know that you are not alone in what you are going through. Even professional trainers deal with fear. I have been there, and so have many others. I wish I could tell you that there was an easy answer or a step-by-step process that I went through to overcome my fear, but there wasn't. It was a long process that isn't easy to describe, though maybe I'll try to on a later podcast episode. If you're going through it right now, I would highly recommend you check out Jane Pike from The Confident Rider, and I'll put a link for that in the notes too. She has a ton of great information on her website, her podcast, and her online programs. And her specialty is helping people to work through their fear by understanding the way that their brain works, why they think the things that they do, and why they react the way that they do. So by better understanding why your fear happens and what causes it, you can learn how to work through it. And she's got a ton of great resources. So whenever I encounter someone who's dealing with fear, she's my go-to recommendation for just getting more resources and more support. So the process of overcoming my fear, it was a long process of going slow, having patience with myself, and learning to accept where I was on my journey. Because whenever I tried to just force myself through my fear or think I needed to, you know, just man up or tough it out or just push through, those things never worked for me. And they actually even would make my fear worse. Those kinds of ideas really didn't work for me. I had to actually learn how to accept where I was in my journey and accept what I was going through without trying to fight it or just push through it. And then once I was able to accept it a little bit more, then I was able to start pushing myself very slightly out of my comfort zone and just take the tiniest of steps forward and just keep moving forward slowly while continuing to accept myself each step of the way along the process. So it was a long process and took a lot of time. And oftentimes it was frustrating and the end looked so far away. And I just didn't see how I was ever going to get through it. But I just kept taking those small steps forward. And I had the support of my amazing wife, as well as a few other trainers who helped me to work through what I was dealing with in a supportive, encouraging, and understanding way. Having people to support you is so important when you're dealing with something as powerful as fear. So find those who are around you that you can confide in and that you can trust to help you through the process, whether it's a family member, a friend, another horse professional. Working with a supportive trainer is something that I highly recommend, or checking out some of the online resources. But find the support that you need and don't try and go at it alone. So a big part of the process for me was learning to be okay with letting go of control. That was the biggest thing for me. It wasn't even that I had fallen off or that I had gotten hurt. It was just that feeling of being out of control. And that's what I really struggled with my horses. And as I said before, Illustre was never a horse that could be forced into doing anything anyway. So trying to fight with him was something that was never going to work. So I needed to be able to learn how to let go of that need for control with him and with my other horses. The need for control is something that I struggle with in my life outside of horses as well. As I said before, in having anxiety, that's one of the biggest things that triggers my anxiety is when I feel like I can't control what is happening in my life. But we can't control everything that happens to us, and we can make ourselves crazy in trying. I've definitely been there. But control is something that we naturally desire as a way to keep us safe, and oftentimes it does keep us safe, and control is not always a bad thing. There are definitely cases where we do need to be in control and we need to take charge and make sure that things happen a certain way in order to keep us safe. But there's definitely those things that we are not going to be able to control, and we need to learn how to just let go of that and accept those things. So I've had to learn to let go of that need for control and to just trust myself and to trust my horse and to trust God to take care of the both of us. And slowly, through hard work and many tears, I've learned to let go, and I've learned to trust in Illustre as he has learned to trust in me. So when you think about it from your horse's perspective, we ask them to give up nearly complete control of what happens to them while they are working with us. Our horses really don't have a lot of say in what happens to them. I try to listen to my horses as much as possible and take their feelings and desires into account when I decide what I'm going to do with them. But even still, the horse must trust me. And when you really think about it, he's trusting me with his life. Remember that a horse is a prey animal, and humans are predators. It's not natural for a predator and a prey animal to be able to come together the way that a human and a horse can. It's really very amazing that we're able to work with our horses at all. Many people take for granted the fact that horses can be ridden. but it's really, like I said, quite amazing and not something that would really ever make sense to happen. So if you think about it from the horse's perspective, when a predator such as a mountain lion wants to attack a horse, jumps on the horse's back, wraps its claws around the horse's body. So because of this, horses have a strong survival instinct not to allow anything on their backs. And of course, to avoid predators at all cost. Then along comes this human who looks and smells like a predator. And even if you're a vegan and never, eat animal products at all, you still look like a predator to the horse. So, even though we don't go out and hunt our food anymore, you know, we just buy it from a grocery store, or, you know, like I said, if you don't even eat animal products, humans are still innately predators, and the horse knows that. So, we've got this human here, this predator, and then this human takes a saddle, which, by the way, many saddles are made out of leather, which is the skins of another dead animal, and the horse knows that, and then places it on the horse's back. Then the human climbs into the saddle and wraps his legs around the horse, just like a predator would do when they're attacking a prey animal. And amazingly, our horses allow this. And the horse even allows the rider to direct his movements. It's a horse's natural instinct to be afraid. But when he trusts his rider, he's able to overcome that fear and become obedient to the rider. For a horse, giving up control can be a matter of life or death. And yet, they're often willing to give that control to us and trust in us to take care of them. So, if our horses can give up their need for control for us, surely we can give up some of our need for control for them. Alestre had just as hard of a time giving up control as I did. That's why he was so explosive. His previous experiences had told him not to allow a human to control him, so instead he would fight back. But as we learned to trust each other, we each allowed ourselves to give up some of that control. I realized that I would never really be able to control Alestre, but I could trust him, and I could trust myself. And Alestre learned that I wouldn't force him into doing anything that he didn't want to do or feel comfortable doing. And so he has allowed me to have a say in what we do together. He lets me guide him and teach him, and he takes care of me when we are together. So part of the journey with Alestre has been taking away the things that were meant to control him. As I said, I started with quite a bit of liberty work, in which he was completely free and loose, and allowed to do whatever he wanted. Under saddle, I took him out of the double bridle that he was previously ridden in and put him in a simple snaffle, and he became much more relaxed in the more simple bridle. We later on then moved to a bitless bridle, where he doesn't even have the bit, but it's just a simple bitless bridle, so taking away even more of that control. I've also stopped trying to micromanage that everything that Alestre does. I've continued our liberty work with him, learning how to better communicate with him through body language and through changes in my energy and intention versus physical methods of controlling him. And recently, I've started riding him completely bridleless, which has really challenged me to let go and to trust. Now, I don't believe that bits are bad when used correctly, and I use bits with most of my horses and even double bridles. When used correctly, they're just another tool, to help your horse understand what it is that you're asking him to do. But with Illustre, the less pressure that I use, the stronger our partnership gets, and the more willing he becomes, and the more we learn to trust each other. Riding such a powerful and potentially explosive horse bridleless has been a test of faith for me. But because of the relationship that we have built together, I've never been in any danger. As scary as it sometimes is to sit on Illustre without a bridle, without really any way of controlling him, it's been such a powerful thing in our relationship and has really taken our relationship to a whole nother level. And the experience has been just amazing. And it's something that I never would have been able to experience if I hadn't been willing to give up that need for control. This idea is also something that applies to our lives outside of horses. There are many things that will happen in your life that you won't be able to control. And sometimes, actually, when we give up control, amazing things can happen. Even though it might scare you, it can still be an amazing experience. So a few years ago, I took a trip to Thailand as a missions trip with an organization called Zoe International that works to combat human trafficking. So this trip was an incredible life-changing experience, but it was something that I would never have considered doing on my own. It was just, to me, a totally crazy idea. But God opened up all of the right doors and steered me down the path to Thailand in a way that strengthened my faith and removed my fears. This trip took me out of my comfort zone in many different ways. I had never been on a missions trip before. And the farthest out of the country I have ever been was Canada. So the whole idea of taking a trip to the other side of the world with a group of people that I didn't know very well seemed like completely crazy and absolutely terrifying to me. This would also be the longest that I had been away from my wife since we were married, and the longest time I had been away from my business since starting up my own horse training business. I would be in a foreign country on the other side of the world with a bunch of people I had only just met. So I knew that in order to take this trip, I would have to lean heavily on God and put my trust in Him. And I did. And God granted me an incredible life-changing experience. And I won't go into that too much in detail right now, but you can read, if you're interested in reading more about my experience in Thailand, that's also in my book, God's Heart Through a Horse's Eyes, which you can find in Amazon. And like I said, I will put the link for that in the notes for this podcast. But long story short, as incredibly terrified as I was to go, I'm so glad that I did, and it was just an amazing experience. But after my trip, people kept telling me how brave I was to go and how they could never do what I did. But I have never thought of myself as a brave person, and I still don't. I'm just a normal person. I'm not brave. I'm actually a very fearful person compared to a lot of other people. And fear has kept me from doing many of the things that I wanted to do before. This trip was a completely crazy idea to me, and there was no way that I could have done it on my own. through trying to force myself to do it, or, you know, just manning up or powering through, that never would have worked. But because I was willing to give up my need to control everything about the trip and put my trust in God, and because I had the support of my family and friends, I was able to do something that not long before I would have thought was completely impossible. So, I'm here to say, if I can do it, you can do it. Because like I said, I'm not a brave person. I'm a very fearful person. So if I can work through it, and if I can let go of that control, I fully believe that you can too, with the right help and support. So if you're struggling with fear right now, I'm here to say that I understand what you are going through, and you are not alone. It is hard. It is frustrating. And it could definitely make you want to give up. But you can overcome it. Just take one tiny step at a time. Accept where you are on your journey. Even though it's hard and it may seem like you want to be somewhere else, have kindness for yourself, accept where you are, and take those tiny steps forward. It may take a long time. It did for me. But that's okay. It's worth it. The amazing experiences you will have when you push through and when you are able to let go of that control, it's worth it. It's life-changing. Find the support that you need. It's so important. And keep moving forward. And one day, you never know, you too will be doing things that you once thought were impossible. Giving up control is hard, but there is beauty and power in learning to let go and to trust yourself and to trust your horse. Thank you for joining me today. I'd love it if you'd share your thoughts on this podcast in the comments. I always enjoy hearing from our listeners. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review and sharing with your friends. If you want to learn more about developing a better partnership with your horse, you can check out our website, tuskydressage.com, or search for Tusky Dressage on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. And you can also sign up for our virtual classroom on Patreon at patreon.com/tuskydressage. And lastly, if you're looking to go even deeper into the lessons our horses have for us, you can check out my book, God's Heart Through a Horse's Eyes, available on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. Thanks again for joining me on Lessons from a Horse, and I'll see you next time.